Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in hour number 2 of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic, Ryan Porter with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Titans are on the field today for training camp. It's an exciting time. Football is back in Nashville, Tennessee. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in head coach of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Vrabel. Mike, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Good. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Mike, I want to start with, the introductory press conference yesterday back in person. Joe Rex Rhodes made it clear here on the show he's really going to miss the Zoom chats and the chat room in there. Are you going to miss those Zoom chats? What did you think of getting back in person and seeing the beautiful faces of the media yesterday?
Yeah, no, I missed all my friends, and I enjoyed it. It was fun to be back out there. Joe was front and center. We'll get Teresa back from the Olympics, and we'll be ready to roll.
Did you have any idea Teresa was going to be there asking the first question, Mike?
She always asks the first question. So wherever she's at, we find a way to make it happen.
So we can count on this every day then? Like 2 a.m. Teresa in Tokyo?
I don't know about that. We'll find out today. I'm not really sure. They haven't updated me on what if Teresa's asking the question today.
So how different does it feel now? Even just that and now today as you prepare to go out there, does it feel a lot different than a year ago?
I mean, I think it feels different, but I think we have to be careful. I mean, this thing, you know, we've had, you know, and everybody knows vaccinated people that have, you know, tested positive. And so we have to be careful. We have to be mindful of our safety of our team and our families and everything. And so, there is hope that there can be some normalcy, but I think we all have to be responsible and understand how to keep people safe the best we can.
So, Mike, how exciting is this time of year as a coach? Obviously, a brand-new season coming in, training camp getting underway today. What's the message for your group heading into camp, and how exciting is this time of year for you personally?
Well, I think it's exciting to be around players. It's exciting to coach. It's exciting to, you know, try to help develop players and then try to build a team. And what we have to do is lay a foundation and build a foundation on what we believe is important, fundamentals, accountability, you know, our effort and our competitiveness. And so those are all things that you have to do every training camp.
Mike, you were asked a question yesterday about, you know, how you've changed or evolved as a coach, and you got into a little bit of maybe being more involved, I guess, with the personal lives of these players. I just wanted to ask you a little bit more about that. Like, how does that work for you? Is it like more phone calls with guys, just, you know, more guys coming to you to talk to you about life and things like that? Like, how has that changed? How does it work for you?
Well, I mean, I think that those relationships, you know, that we all, you know, all make at wherever we work, I think that you have to work on them and you have to try to foster them and grow them. And so that's done a lot of different ways, you know, text messages, grabbing guys, making sure that, you know, certainly that we're available and that we, you know, we're there to listen and support and help and provide whatever resources we can as a team or a coaching staff to help anybody to deal with things to make their jobs easier when they get here.
Titans head coach Mike Vrabel on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Mike, just what have you learned in your experience as a coach on how to navigate a team through training camp, obviously trying to balance getting the work that they need, but also making sure they're as healthy as possible heading into the season? What's that balance like for you and your staff?
I mean, I think it's a fine line, and I don't think it's anything that you can commit to. You know, you try to go through and have a schedule for, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of training camp, and and you have to make one, but then you have to also be willing to adjust that. Guys may need less work. Guys may need more work. Taking some practice reps away, seeing how many days in a row that we're going, high volume days, days in pads. So all that has to change, and I think you just have to be willing to adjust and always try to do what's best for the football team and then do what's best for each and every player. I mean, everybody's got a plan. You know, there's going to be guys that have different plans, and we've told them that. We've explained that to the team, but as long as everybody's working and doing their plan, you know, as the hard and well as they can, you know, hopefully we'll come out, you know, with the healthiest possible team and guys ready for the season.
Is this the best team you've had here?
I mean, we're undefeated now, so hopefully, you know, we can try to continue to build on that. I really, you know, I don't get caught up in that too much. You know, I mean, I think my example to the team was, do we think that the United States has better basketball players than France? I'm sure that they are, but they lost to them. So we're really making sure that we're concentrating on the team and focus on building a team and, you know, that's got as many great players on it as possible, making them better, trying to help them improve, but being mindful of building a team in all three phases.
And I know, Mike, you every once in a while you'll be asked about something, especially like the disrespect angle. You know, the media, the conversation around your team relative to the NFL, and you dunk on that every time you get asked. But I do wonder, how much do you use that at all in terms of going into a particular game, going into a season? I mean, do you use the media or whatever, lack of disrespect in any way as a chip on your shoulder kind of thing?
I mean, I hope that we always have a chip on our shoulder. You know, I mean, I think that that's a great way to approach, you know, life is with a certain edge. And, you know, there's a fine line between that, but no, I mean, I there's a lot of things that we use to try to help, you know, really not trying to motivate anybody. I think guys are motivated. I hope. I think we're just trying to inspire them to do their job a little better and have some confidence and trust in what they're being taught. But, I mean, we're not at that stage right now, Joe. Like, we're focused on, you know, that this is a different time. This is a time to get out there and try some new things and start to build a foundation and not necessarily worry about, you know, whatever respect level that we have, you know, in the preseason power rankings.
Mike, obviously Titans fans very excited about the addition of Julio Jones and what he can bring to this team on the field. Just wondering, from your perspective, what have been your initial impressions in working with Julio Jones? What do you hope he brings on the field? What do you hope he brings in the locker room with your group as well?
Well, I mean, I think that there's a certain level of production that he's exhibited through his career that, you know, is something that would be beneficial to our football team. We have to continue to, you know, everybody's kind of got to figure each other out. And haven't spent a whole lot of time with Julio, but the time that I think that he's spent here has been positive, has been encouraging. And so, you know, hopefully he can bring some of that veteran leadership, you know, and then obviously the most important is that that he does his job on the football field.
Is it going to be more airing it out this year, Mike? I mean, just in general terms, do you look at someone like that and say, you know, maybe we need to be a little bit more pass heavy? You talked about, you know, health of players. Do you think in terms of at the beginning of the season, maybe a little bit less work for Derek? So, you know, in January when you guys hope you're in a playoff game, he's a little fresher. Do you think about that at the beginning of a year?
No. I don't think we lost to the Ravens because Derek wasn't fresh enough.
Mike, obviously,
I mean, we can throw, you know, I mean, I just think we needed to be balanced. You know, I mean, I think that's the thing we talked to, you know, to Todd about all the time, is just making sure that we have things that can get us in the best play. I think that's the, you know, that's what we always want to be mindful of, is that, you know, we feel like we have a strength and that's an identity to be able to, you know, run the football. You know, we've seen Derek be able to do that, also been able to play off of that. And so we'll know if the situations or the game and dictate that we may have to throw it more. You know, we'll continue to work on that proficiency and making sure that, you know, we're doing everything we can do to protect the quarterback and get guys open.
How unique is Derek in terms of his ability to take on this workload and not really get a serious injury at this point in his career and be as effective as he is in a league where, you know, as you know, running backs have the shortest shelf life?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just a testament to him and how he works. And he is unique from a size standpoint, from a length standpoint. Certainly his long speed is something that we've witnessed, and durability. And that the durability is something that can't be overlooked. I think a lot of that has to do with his mindset, with his training, and you know, so that is something that we've, you know, we've been able to rely on, and but that's all a testament to Derek.
Titans head coach Mike Vrabel on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And Mike, you brought up Todd Downing there, and Ryan Tannehill's talked about, you know, his relationship with Todd and how comfortable he is with him. What was your comfort level with Todd Downing, and why did you feel like he was the right guy to fit in here and continue along with this offense?
Well, I mean, I got to watch him work and watch him support and assist Arthur in a lot of different facets, and, you know, really very comfortable and being able to promote him within our system. And so I felt like was the best decision for us and for our football team. And I know that we're excited to get that process started.
All right, Mike, I want to throw a few quick hitters at you here to close. First of all, quick thought on this college football expansion. Would you like to see Ohio State join the SEC?
I'm a BC fan.
Well, BC could be in the Big Ten too, potentially.
There you go.
I was going to ask you about BC.
Not this year.
That's right. I was going to ask you about BC. So Tyler, junior year, right? And are you going to be able to go to the Wake game then? Is that right?
Friday night.
That's the weekend you guys are up there, right?
Okay, so it depends on what time the game is. Tell them to put the game at 4 o'clock, and we'll leave here at noon, and I'll go to the game.
There we go. All right.
I think there's a Friday night game, though, that I can get up to and back.
Oh, okay. You got one earlier. Okay, nice.
Yeah, I did see that. I think it's a Thanksgiving one, right? So we'll see.
11 years ago, you retired, Mike. How different is the league just in terms of even just bigger, faster, stronger now from your perspective as a coach?
Yeah, it'll always do that. That's what the human race does. It's always, you know, there's freaks that are continuing to be freaks. And, you know, I think it was evident when, you know, Byard or somebody retweeted me having an interception, and I looked at it, I'm like, Jesus. Like, back in the day, I felt like that was a 40-yard return. And I look at it now, and it just looked like I was running in quicksand. I'm like, oh, God, that's disgusting.
You can always go back to, like, NFL films from the 50s. And they talk about lumbering. I mean, you looked like, you know, you're running a 4.5, you know, compared to, like, Bednarik.
That's the nature of this league, and it's, you know, the athletes are going to continue the training, the technology, the everything. It's just going to continue to improve.
Well, Mike, we're excited to see you guys back on the field later today. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Good luck, and we'll talk to you a little bit later down the road.
Probably not, but I appreciate it. No, I'm just thank you, guys.
Thanks, all right, Mike. Thanks, appreciate Mike. You, man. Tennessee Titans head coach Mike Vrabel, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll come back. We'll react a little bit to what Vrabel had to say there. Take your thoughts on our text line as well, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.